Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie, or movies, plural, as the case may be. My name is Freddie Wong. I'm your host.
Said the Freddie Wong to the Story Boys. Do you script what I script? Do you script what I script? I'm Will Campos. I'm a screenwriter, and I'm made of comfort and joy.
Ooh, good thing you finished all right. That yeah. Word.
All right, good. I'm ready.
All right. Hi, my name is Matt Arone. You can fold me up in an envelope and ship me out to your family for this holiday season, because I'm a Hallmark card, and I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing. Let's do it.
All right. So, God, we just got news. It's a Christmas disaster.
Oh, my God.
Trending on Twitter. I saw this.
Santa Claus had loaded up all of the new Hallmark movies for the Hallmark Christmas movie season, that time of year where the good people, the Hallmark card company, make a bunch of zany Christmas movies about girls from the city who come back home and they meet a hunky guy and they learn the true meaning of Christmas and fall in love. All those movies, 40 of them this year, they lost all of them because Santa got shot down by NORAD.
Dang it. So, the government again.
The Hallmark company has called us.
Hey, Will, keep politics out of this podcast.
They didn't call us. That's not the way Hallmark works. The local apprentice of the blacksmith was like on a bicycle with a wobbly wheel, who's like also passing by his mom who cooks pies for the Christmas Eve dinner. He came by with an envelope, and that purple envelope, the same one that you saw by the dad. The dad's envelope came by and he gave it to us.
I've lost the thread of Matt's reference.
That's what those Hallmark movies are like. It's not just like all messages are delivered in a very like okay. Romantic.
Point is though, they had a lot of these movies.
They
don't have any of them.
They need the Story Boys to save Christmas by coming up with, drumroll please, as many Hallmark movies as we can in 1 hour. There's no time, damn it. Christmas is in mere days. We've got to come up with a whole slate of Hallmark Christmas movies.
Essentially what will happen is when we come up with one, we need a title and a one-sentence TV guide log line, and then we can hit that buzzer and move on to another one. And the goal is to see exactly how many we can come up with in 1 hour.
In exactly 1 hour, because in 1 hour, the Hallmark elves are going to be here to take these movie pitches to the Hallmark studio. Santa's workshop where they make the movie magic happen.
In Canada for the tax Canada. Credits.
There are 700 C-rate white actors that are just waiting in the halls for these movies.
All right.
Obviously, this is going to be chaos unless we have a strict, regimented order that we put in here. Some sort of system in place. I'm the man on the timer. We're going to be following a strict one-hour schedule, maybe for the first time in this podcast history. I will also have a website open for white people name generators, because that's going to be important for this a particular exercise.
All right. In case we need it, I have a random job / occupation generator open. Now, Matt, maybe you can do like something that's got
The only tool I need open is my mind and my imagination, plus the entirety of the whole internet.
Oh, okay,
for when I need a good
so
idea.
No recycled titles. And this is going to be very hard, because pretty much any movie title
with a Christmas
with
pun.
Christmas in the name has already been come up with.
I believe anytime, they've done 186 Christmas movies in the past 12 years.
Okay, so anytime we do a title, Freddie will Google it for a check. Once we get the smell check, we'll ho-ho-ho our way on to the next idea. All right. Boys.
I need a positive confirmation of readiness. I'm ready.
I am ready.
I am ready.
The clock begins now.
Okay. Have any of you seen a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Yeah. I don't remember. Okay, my wife watches them occasionally.
All right. But from the little bits of what you remember from your wife watching them while you play Warhammer minifigs, what is your general impression of how these movies work?
Every single cover looks the same. It's a Ken doll looking white man hugging or talking to or handing a cup of cocoa or down on one knee or smiling at a pretty white woman. And then there's a title above them that says Christmas. And, you know, it's all the stuff you'd expect from a normal soap opera. Like, we usually one's high class to low class, you know, rich millionaire comes in to take over the, you know, bookstore or whatever. And then you get the family stuff, you get coming home for
it's
Christmas.
Christmas is always central thematically to it. Christmas is like the one true God. It's always the ultimate end all be all.
Okay. I have a log line up here for a movie called Christmas Made to Order that will maybe put us in the holiday season. We can kind of just go from here. Christmas Made to Order. When an architect finds himself hosting his family for Christmas, he turns to a holiday coordinator for help. Her expert Christmas spirit brings his family together, but neither expected it to bring them closer to each other. All right. I feel like we get it. We get it from that. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Idea number one. Let's go.
When I was talking ahead of time about the blacksmith's apprentice. Blacksmith, somebody's got to put up a Christmas star, right? Oh, no, the town's Christmas star is gone. The local blacksmith is going to be the one that, hammers together the iron star. And then, like, his son.
Is it a big city? Where's the big city?
Small town.
Okay, so small town.
There's a crosstown rivalry between another small town. They all have a Christmas tree, and it's kind of a back and forth between those.
So now we're saying two towns. We're saying two towns, two small towns.
Or a New
blacksmith.
York City jeweler comes.
Ooh, good.
Is from the big city, comes
New
to the small
York
town
city
and falls
jeweler.
In love with a blacksmith who likes to work with dirty
falls
metals like
love.
Iron and steel.
Maybe the highfalutin, she works at like Tiffany's or like, you know, like jewelry.
They do like the chandeliers.
She designs jewelry for Tiffany.
And she does the star for the Rockefeller Christmas tree in New York every year.
But this year, like she, like, I don't know, she gets fired from her job and has to go back home and do the local Christmas fair at the local thing.
She's coming home. The blacksmith is a high school sweetheart. They fell apart.
High school sweetheart.
She comes back and he's all hot and working on the metal.
Sweaty. Sweaty.
All she's trying to do is get out of this town. She's like, the moment that Chris. Oh, and then it all comes down to, is she going to go back to the city after Christmas Eve? It's like the day after Christmas, she's got her job back and she's going to leave the big city. And it's all about romance and if she can stay in the small town or not. When they work together and they put the big star up on the Christmas tree, they're going to kiss. And she's like, I think I'm going to stay in my small town.
Okay, the town has the world's biggest Christmas tree.
Yes. That's the only thing that's famous about this town.
This town she grew up in.
Yes.
That they're only famous for having the world's biggest Christmas tree every year. And she's so sick of it. And she moved to the big city.
In North America. The biggest one's in Rio de Janeiro. It's 278 feet tall.
Yeah, this isn't. No, it's the biggest Christmas tree in America. The Hallmark movies are not.
All right. And then maybe she's a reporter. And then she gets sent home to cover the lighting of the tree. But then the star's gone missing. So she has to team up with the blacksmith to find the Christmas tree star.
It's like a mystery movie?
No. This is good because this is. It's also got to play into the antique. And let's also be clear. Very white and very conservative. So this is what it is. It's she's miserable. She's a big town reporter. You know, she always. Oh, in the big city, it's all murders and stuff is all she covers. She
so
hates
she's
her job.
She's a reporter now. She's a reporter.
She has to like her job at the beginning.
But she's punished as a punishment. She's sent to do this stupid report.
Groundhog's Day style.
Yes, Groundhog's Day style. This stupid reporter. You're like, oh, you're from that town, right? You're a shitty person from a small town, aren't you? You're going to go, your punishment is to go back to a small town. And she just wants to get this over with and get out of there. And there's no story, but then she finds a story when the Christmas tree star is stolen.
Yes.
And what does she find in the end? Love.
Okay, because she teams up with the local constable, the local sheriff.
No, the blacksmith who made it.
The blacksmith.
Why doesn't he just make another one?
Because he spent all year making this. Oh, Freddie, I'm sorry. You can just make a new star in 20. Yeah, maybe if you just slapped it together.
Wait. Let me throw Zag on you. Hear me out. It's the sexy town, like, hunky male librarian historian. And it's like it's a priceless town artifact that gets stolen. And it gets stolen by the big resort that wants to buy out the town.
Too much stuff.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. She comes back.
All right, a big city reporter goes back to her small town to cover the lighting of the world's biggest Christmas tree.
They got some sass between each other. He's like, oh, I hear you're just a reporter in the big city. He's like, yeah, what have you been doing, pounding out a star for a year? It's like, this is the only thing to do in this town. And, you know, they got some sass because they have some.
I pound out stories. I pound the pavement.
Yeah, they like, you know, they broke up kind of badly in high school or whatever. And then the star gets stolen and she's got a story and then he's trying to find it because it's his star and he's worked all year for it. And then,
How's it end? How's it end?
It ends with.
Who stole it?
He did, so that she would have a story. And then on the star, it actually says,
"All right, what's the name of the movie?"
Twin Peaks,
a star, Christmas star, the star story, Christmas reporter, Holly headlines,
a big story for Christmas,
the Christmas scoop,
the Christmas scoop. Is that made? Has that happened?
The Christmas scoop.
Nope.
There's a book, but I
all
think
right,
no,
we're
but
good.
No movie.
We got
we're good.
All right,
one. We gotta move on.
Freddie, we need our names. Go.
Emma
Forrest.
And Noah Steele.
Noah Steele. Ooh, okay. Emma Forrest, a big city reporter, goes back to her small town for the lighting of the country's biggest Christmas tree. But when the Christmas star gets stolen, she teams up with Noah Steele, her ex-boyfriend, a hunky blacksmith, to find it, and finds love along the way.
God, Jesus, I watched the fuck out of that movie.
Next, we gotta go faster, that was way too long.
8 minutes, are you kidding? We gotta get this number.
Magicians. Christmas. What about Christmas magic?
Christmas magic.
Christmas magic. There's gotta be something we can do with Christmas
magic. Stage magician. Has been stage magician.
Is that romantic enough?
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
You gotta start somewhere to get somewhere.
Stage magician.
Who's lost his inspiration. He no longer has any reason to perform miracles. No longer sees the glimmer of joy in kids' eyes anymore.
If he's a magic Santa? He does Santa magic. He's a hotshot magician.
He's a hotshot. Yeah.
A hotshot Vegas
magician. A hotshot Vegas magician.
Yes, a hotshot Vegas magician.
Who ends up being stuck being Santa on the holidays, like, was essentially a bad Santa. But he's stuck because he's down and out, so he's stuck being a Santa.
He's a hotshot Vegas magician. How does he get down and out? Do they fire him? Does he lose his job because he kills someone on stage?
I got a thing. Okay, this was forever ago. Walmart did a contest with Pitbull where they were like, we will send Pitbull to do a concert in any Walmart in America.
Perfect.
4chan got together and sent Pitbull to Kodiak, Alaska to go to a concert. He's this magician. He's doing a promotion. And then his rival uses hackers to send him.
Uses anonymous.
To send him to like a small town, Alaska to do whatever like that. Like, that's a fun setup, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
His trick is he's going to disappear the town's Christmas tree. And everyone's like, no,
the
don't
world's
do that.
Biggest Christmas tree.
He has to disappear. He's going to do a thing just like Statue of Liberty, just like Copperfield did. He's going to disappear the world's biggest Christmas tree in this town.
We're cooking. Let's keep going. Who's the girl?
She's so he's a magician, we're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Usually the girl is the main character, so we're already kind of flippy dipping it,
but let's just go with it. It's a two-hander. All right, go.
Okay. Who's the girl?
If it was like a singer, it would be like the girl is a local singer and they team up and it'd be kind of like
Wait. What about this? What if it's she's the magician's assistant?
Mm-hmm.
The snooty like boyfriend. There's always like the bad boyfriend in the suit who's like towns are dumb.
Oh, you're right.
The hotshot magician is the perfect douchebag boyfriend character. Mm-hmm. So he's the douchebag boyfriend, and they get sent together to her old small town that she's from in Alaska, or maybe just a small town in Alaska. And then who's that runs the local elementary school? It's a hunky principal who's a former Iraq war veteran who's like, you know, he's got a tragic past a little bit. You know, he's come here to recover, and you know, they're gonna put on a Christmas pageant for the kids.
And yes, they're gonna do this awesome Christmas pageant, and she's like, oh, we can get this super magician to do it. And he's like, fuck that. Why would I waste my time doing a Christmas pageant for kids? That already sucks. I'm stuck here for this stupid event. And he's a jerk. And then she was always better. She was always good at magic. And he never let her do it.
Yes. And Perfect. then she falls in love. And then she fucks the principal. And then she fucks the principal.
Yeah.
All right. Let me write it up.
The principal is also on the spare time rehabilitates reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Back up. Are there reindeer in Alaska? Doesn't matter. Keep going.
Reindeer vet.
He's a reindeer vet. Okay. Wait. No. Save Reindeer Vet. That's another movie.
Reindeer vet. Okay.
Right. When a snooty magician and his quirky assistant are sent by a viral hoax hacker prank to do a magic show in small town Alaska, the assistant pursues her dream of staging her own magic show with the help of a hunky principal with a tragic past.
Oh, you know what? And what it is that. What's the show though? Well, how does it differentiate? Because obviously this culminates.
It's
in a
Christmas
big
magic. She does a Christmas. It combines her two favorite things: Christmas and magic. Yeah.
And it blows the town away. It also goes viral online. The guy's disgraced. He drowns attempting to escape.
We got it. What's the name of the movie?
The Most Magical Time of the Year.
Oh,
That's got to be taken.
Not as a movie.
Oh, right.
The Most Magical Time of the Year. That's two.
Boom.
All right.
Reindeer Vet.
That's 5 minutes.
Reindeer Vet.
Okay.
Reindeer Vet.
All right.
Finland's where the reindeers are.
What if it's a guy and his reindeer... And he has a pet reindeer, like you know, everyone that's you chomp a little bit of that Olaf flavor. Olaf. What's the guy, the hot guy in Frozen? No, Olaf, the hot snowman.
We're missing.
Yeah. You got right. Olaf.
Here's what we're missing.
The hottest character.
We don't have like a family one. We don't have like kids. And we need a little Christmas magic. I think this one, you have an overworked vet and the kids. I feel like you want like that sort of Santa Claus thing where the kids get their grumpy dad. Like the reindeers are sick. He's like, there's no such thing as Santa. There's no such thing as reindeers. Like sort of thing. I don't know. I'm trying to get like some actual magic.
Just real quick.
Christmas
do the Hallmark
magic.
Movies ever address, is Santa Claus real?
Yeah, I think they do. Like, they'll do a Santa thing.
I'm sure.
Okay.
A
so this one can be
one.
Our like overworked, single dad overworked vet.
Single
Ooh,
dad
yes.
vet. Okay, we got that, and then we've got reindeer mm-hmm. that are sick. We're
reindeer
saying
that are sick
by mysterious
so
illness.
Sick animals are kind of a bummer.
Sick animals are a bummer, man.
It feels like a like Beethoven with a reindeer. Like the reindeer comes home. Like, can we keep him? And then the mom is not the mom. The girl is like the social worker that comes by and is like,
the wildlife, fish and wildlife.
Oh, it's the or the it's like the I don't want to do a divorce lawyer.
I don't know. Reindeer vet's hard. Reindeer vet.
Ooh, this was deceptive.
This
no,
is deceptive. I feel like it's a bummer because no matter what, it's gonna be a sick. I mean, if you have a vet for a reindeer, it's because they're sick.
No, but it could be like, oh shit, you're right.
Does someone? Oh, here's a. We're in the big city. It's a guy who works a boring corporate office job. Always wanted to be a veterinarian ever since a kid. Start with a flashback. See that you always wanted to be a veterinarian. A reindeer shows up in the middle of his office, and he has to take it under its wing and get it back to the North Pole at any and all costs, and it's a magical journey along the way.
What about this?
Yes. It's like Santa Claus, but instead of Santa landing on the roof, it's a reindeer, and then it's like the kid's like, that's Santa's reindeer. He's
we
like, no, it's not. It's just
pole.
A deer. He's like, we got to get back
to the North
Pole.
I'm calling Fish and Wildlife. This is fucked up.
And it would be, okay, and what
he
it
says
is, it,
fuck.
And it's their kid's teacher. She's the goofy one. She's got big imagination. She puts these crazy ideas in the kid's head, and dad's like, you don't understand, my kids, they don't have a mom. They got to be more rational. They can't have fun. And she's like, you got to line up with your kids sometimes. Like, ooh, you want these two people to get together. And
okay.
She,
it's a road
and she
trip.
Buys, she totally agrees with the kids. She's like, she brings them home because the dad forgot to pick them up, even though it's fucking Christmas. So she drives them home, and then he's like, oh, thank you so much. Why don't you come in for a cup of coffee or something before you go? That's when the reindeer hits the roof. So she's there, and the kid's like, it's Santa reindeer. She totally indulges the kids. And it's like, come on, just have some fun. We'll go out to the forest and like.
This lady sucks.
What? This lady's awesome.
But she's just like, come on, to uproot your life to go chase
a uproot your life. She believes in a Santa.
Okay, so
you're saying Will's clearly the grumpy dad who doesn't believe in magic. Is what it is.
So you're saying that the reindeer falls out of the sky.
Yes, hits their
okay,
roof.
So literally,
and the kids are like, that's Santa's reindeer.
And he's like, we should call Fish and Wildlife. This can't be. And she's like, no, come on, man, indulge the kids. The reindeer's like, let's just bring him back to the wild. You have a trailer hitch in your truck, in your garage, in your suburban home.
So where does this go? So
I would do one of the kids.
I'm just journey.
They go road on a trip. Road trip.
Yes,
movie.
It's a magical journey through the forest of Christmas. Because Canada. What you do is one of the kids runs away because the dad's like, we're not helping. Like, this isn't Santa's reindeer. He runs off. So they go chasing the kid in the woods. They get lost. The reindeer shows up. They're trying to get home. Miracles happen. Then at the end, you would do the thing where he's like, you know, Santa's sleigh. Sure enough, is right there. And he's like, thank you so much for fixing my reindeer. And they drive off. And
so it is Santa.
It is Santa.
Yeah,
Santa.
Yes,
it's real.
Explicitly
this is
real.
Okay,
this
Santa's
is
real. Is a reindeer. And who's the woman is just a crazy lady that believes in Santa Claus?
The woman is a really good teacher who loves the kids and has done a lot of help because the dad's so overworked and a single dad trying to make it by. She's always been there for the kids, and they have a little chemistry. And because he forgot to pick up his kids from school because he was working at the vet or whatever, she brought them. She's like, hey, I'll bring your kids home.
I just don't understand why they go on this road trip. Like, where are they going? Are they driving to the North Pole?
It is. Look, it's a grumpy, rational, single dad who's a vet, who works really hard and he doesn't realize that he's crushing his kids' imagination on Christmas. He's always said there's no Santa because he can't afford the gifts to give them.
I understand.
And then she's the teacher, and what you do is, just like Santa Claus, the reindeer falls from the sky. Instead of Santa, it's a reindeer. Mm-hmm. And the kids are all excited because it's Santa's reindeer. And the teacher says, like, oh, it is, you know, like, she just plays along so the kids can have a magical evening, and then she's like, you know, and they know they're going to take the reindeer to the vet or whatever, but the dad's like, no, it's not a reindeer, it's not real, Santa's not real, it is what it is, now your dad's just got to work on Christmas Eve because Christmas sucks, and he yells at the kids, and he ruins the kids' Christmas, and one of them cries, and then the kid runs away with a reindeer because she believes it's really a reindeer. And now you have this teacher and this dad
are chasing after
the kid. And then all these miracles happen in the woods. And sure enough, when they finally find it, it's like Santa's actually real. And it's
okay.
Like,
all right. Now I understand. All right. Yes. Okay. So yes, it's called Runaway Reindeer. And you would do that.
Nice.
The reindeer, yes, showed up at the house. And then the woman is a park ranger. And
yes.
She's going to help him take the reindeer back to where, you know, like where reindeer are, right?
Yeah.
There's a reindeer preserve, right? And they're going to go take him to the some more. And they're like, no, you guys don't understand. It's Santa's reindeer.
Yes.
We've got to take him to the North Pole. And like the kids believe because it's Christmas magic, right? And then so the guy, says that's a bunch of malarkey. The kid runs away. And yes, then he and the park ranger go on a road trip. It's a two-hander, right? You got the kids on a magical adventure with a talking reindeer going to the North Pole.
Yes.
And then you got them chasing after the kids. And then they find out it's real. And they're like, we have to save Christmas together. They all go save Christmas.
Yes.
Because Santa can't fly without his reindeer.
Yes, and they fall in love.
All right. Okay, road trip.
White guy name, Finn.
Finn, okay.
Finn.
White girl name, Olivia.
Olivia and Finn.
Okay. Reindeer road trip. Finn, a grumpy single dad who's lost his Christmas spirit, teams up with Olivia, a park ranger, to find his missing children after a magical reindeer lands on their house and they run away from home to take it back to Santa Claus at the North Pole to save Christmas. All right, we got three down.
Three down, next one.
Okay.
I have a title idea.
Okay, hit me.
You know what's great about Nightmare Before Christmas? Two holidays. So this isn't a movie.
Double holiday.
Jesus, you're already running? Okay, go.
Either a Christmas Valentine or a Valentine for Christmas.
A Christmas.
How do you get a Christmas movie when it's done? You're like, no, I'm going to watch this shit in 2 months.
Fuck,
again.
God,
because
that's
it's
good.
So good.
God damn, that's good. A fucking double
feature.
And
it's stuck with romance. So it's like, what's like a
Christmas Valentine?
I guess there was a romance book that won some award or like for bad romance novels or something. Anyways.
Okay. A Christmas Valentine. Interesting. Cupid gets sent down to Earth to make people fall in love, but he's early, and it's Christmas because he hasn't updated his Google calendar.
That's fun. So this is like kind of like 1980s magic realism where you'd have like Michael Caine as like the bunny or whatever. This is kind of
you
like
got a
Cupid's
in,
an actual character.
Or you got a Cupid in training, right? Like
that's
always fun, like a dumb Cupid.
Oh, that's good.
All right,
Channing Tatum.
A Channing Tatum, a dumb Cupid, goes to, is so excited for Valentine's Day that he accidentally shows up early on Christmas, right?
That's great.
And now he's got to get two people to fall in love or he'll be kicked out of Cupid school.
He won't get his wings,
right?
Yes.
Then it's about the two people he makes fall in love,
okay,
right?
So who does he make fall in love?
Okay, it's got to be two people. You're like, these two?
No way. Or it's like Parent Trap and the kids called Cupid early. Like he was, and it's because the parent...
We should pull out on Cupid. I think that's a...
No, Cupid's fun. It's like, I get why it's also a Valentine's Day movie.
Okay.
Is he just like wandering around in the background?
Doesn't
of the film
he just
the
have
time?
A bow and arrow and he shoots people and they fall
exactly.
in love? Like, problem solved, right?
But he hits
the wrong person.
He hits a brother and sister.
It's a.
He's like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He's just the whole movie trying to stop them from
having sex.
Okay. Unless you do hear me out, it's like his bow and arrow gets stolen by Tinder.
the evil Silicon
and
Valley.
Then like they're gonna use it to power their new matchmaking service and put Cupid's out of business.
Oh,
and then he has to team up, and then the person who falls in love is a small town coder.
So many romance stories. I was just watching Modern Love, and literally the first episode, like so many of these stories are about like the person who designed a dating site, but he can't get a date himself, like sort of thing. So it could be the person, one of the people that Cupid hits is it's Cupid. It's like his dating site's called Cupid or whatever it is called, OK Cupid. But he doesn't have love in his life, and then Cupid shows up early on Christmas. I don't know.
Matchmaker is a fun thing, like a person who is like a matchmaker. That's always fun. Maybe
okay. Runs the only old school matchmaking service, right? In the world of apps, right? Who's quaint and antiquated? Old school matchmaking service.
Oh,
like
that's
old
good.
Family
yes.
run operation.
Yes.
You know?
Okay. And yeah, he's on hard times. He's getting beat out by all the apps, right?
Yeah.
And it's shop around the corner, and the girl is a sexy Silicon
he's
Valley.
Like, I can't do better.
Mogul, who's like, I've got an algorithm for love.
Yes.
And he asks her out on a date, and it's the cheesy scene. It's like, you know what? This is because she's talked about acquiring him or like using or hiring him or whatever.
Matt. She's got the app, but she can't find the perfect man.
No, exactly.
So it's her great shame. She goes to an old school matchmaker. Mm-hmm. Maybe she needs his help, and then he's trying to help
her find a Valentine
for Christmas.
He keeps setting her up, but it's like, little does he know, inexorably, it's him that's the right one.
Because. Here you go. All of the people she sets him up with are Cupid in disguise. And because Cupid knows the two of them are meant to be together, so he's got to always sabotage the date.
You need to have they meet first before she, what would be fun is...
Oh, you need
is,
the thing where they hate each other, and then they're like, oh, you again.
Yes, you show that she's a snob, because he comes up, he's like, hey, you want to get a drink sometime? She's like, I'm going to tell you why it's not going to work. And she has her algorithm about how
she's
they're
like,
not a perfect match.
I'm the like, chief technology officer for Fuck Now, and this app works constantly.
And then she goes to this old school matchmaker, and who is it? And him. He's like, oh, big surprise, you couldn't find a date. Oh, I've seen how you act.
And then he's like,
well, look, I'm a professional. I'm gonna make it work.
Yes,
and
this then, is
oh,
very
it's
good.
Them. It's
this
them.
Is very good.
Yeah, all right.
And yes, you do that. The two of them aren't gonna get together unless Cupid can screw up their relationships and guide them in various shape-shifting forms.
Yes,
and that's your magical angle.
Yes.
Give me our names.
Ingrid and Jason.
Ingrid and Jason.
And Zachary.
Zachary. Zachary's better.
Ingrid and Zachary.
Ingrid is pretty wild for it. She likes to call herself In. I'm In.
Ingy.
I'm Ingy. I'm Iggy.
Ingy? What were you?
She would hate the word Ingrid. Ingrid is such an old lady name.
Oh, yeah. Everyone hates being compared to Ingrid Bergman. You're right.
That's what she said. There we go. Now you solved it. That's what.
All right. A Christmas Valentine. To prove to Santa Claus that Valentine's Day is the best holiday ever, Cupid vows to help two hopeless New Yorkers fall in love. Zachary, an old school matchmaker and romantic at heart, and Ingrid, a tech tycoon who thinks she's figured out the algorithm for love.
That's perfect. That should get made immediately. It's very Ernst Lubitsch to kind of start. I feel like it's like starts like in a fantasy realism of like Cupid and Santa Claus like arguing as they're like floating in space looking down on the globe. Like, well, oh, you know what it is? It's straight up. She's all that. It's like, and Santa, he's like, I'll put any two people together. And Santa's like, fine, him and her. And Cupid's like, ah, shit.
It's guys and dolls meets Christmas.
Okay, all right, so I have a profession that a friend of mine from high school does, which is a Christmas decorator. She runs a company that like does Christmas decorations. So I thought like that's a good one that puts us in the Christmas realm. Now we need some more white people to make this work. What about down under? Because around Christmas time, it's summer over there.
Christmas in July.
Right?
Christmas down under.
It's got a Christmas decorating company that's gotten too big and needs to like get back to the roots decorating just one Christmas tree.
Christmas decorator goes abroad to decorate
gets the biggest gig in like Dubai. Ooh.
Christmas in Dubai.
That's
Christmas in
not.
Dubai.
Nah, and I think about that one actually.
She's
likely.
Like, who are these people that are helping me? Are you paying them?
No bummers, Matt. This is a Hallmark Christmas.
Yes. You said Dubai.
All right. I like Christmas Down Under. I can see Christmas Down Under.
Oh, Christmas Down Under. Yes, there's your title.
All right. So
and you know what Christmas Down Under could also mean.
Okay.
What her present would be? What he would get her for Christmas?
I'm aware.
You open up that package?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Christmas.
No, go ahead, Matt. No, hold on.
Christmas
Matt.
Down Under. What is it about?
Matt's laid his bed. He's going to lie the fuck
Everybody
down.
Everybody knows what
it.
I mean.
No, Matt. Explain explicitly.
We don't have time. All right. It's his dick. Okay. Christmas Down Under. So, okay, we've got the Christmas decorator. Who is the big shot in Australia that she's going to do the Christmas
It's like
party
maybe some
for?
Like rich media moguls, the Murdochs.
He doesn't believe in Christmas.
Doesn't believe in Christmas.
You've got the penny-pinching CEO who doesn't believe
cringe.
It's just...
She gets hired to come to this hotel in Australia to decorate for Christmas. And the people who hired her are like his kids or whatever. And he comes and is like, what? We don't decorate for Christmas. There's no Christmas in this hotel. I don't believe in Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, can she mount? And she's like, this is a bullshit job. I want my money back and I'm going to go back home or whatever. And I'm like, no, please, you got to help. Like, my dad doesn't believe in Christmas ever since our mom died or something.
Okay.
That sort of thing. I don't know.
And then the dad needs a reason to then just change his mind on having a Christmas thing. Do you do the rival hotel is doing a Christmas palooza and he realizes like he needs to, you know, like he comes up with like they, if
yeah,
we can,
and they do more and more outlandish things like
if
snow.
We can,
like,
if we can grab the December cover of Australian Hotels magazine. Yeah, you do because the hotel is falling on hard times, right?
Of course.
It looks like it's great, but you know, like they're going to get bought out by evil hotel chain.
Tense scene with, you know, the son of the hotel owner in the back room being like, our numbers have been down. This might be the last year we can run this hotel.
If we don't have a great Christmas this year, we're folding. We're going to have to fire and lay off people.
Okay. Like all right. It. And then it's in Australia because Christmas, maybe Christmas Down Under is a different one and we do Christmas Decorator as this one.
Okay. Yeah, keep
all right. All right. Let's do Christmas Decorator. Okay. Christmas Decorator. Okay. So I like the hotel angle, right?
Yeah.
And she goes to decorate this hotel and the hotel is not doing well because the dad hates Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they've got to put on a Christmas thing.
Yes. His adult kids who will help run this hotel who like this is a dad who hasn't dealt with grief or whatever.
Yes.
So it's going to be like this like poignant.
Why is it
Christmas.
Adult kids?
Well, it could be younger kids.
I mean, it's like, of course, it's more fun if they're 12 year old.
Oh yeah, they stole their dad's credit card and hired her. And the whole time she's like, "Wait, I was talking to you on the phone." It's like, and then the kid does an impression of his dad. He's like, he was the one that hired her. Like everything, like literally, she talked to them, like everything you need. He's like, you told me.
Okay, all right. So my only thing is, why do they? All right, yes. Here you go. Better Hotels and Gardens is doing a competition. The people who do the best Christmas hotel will get a big write up in this magazine, and it's always this huge tourism boom, right?
Mm-hmm. It's in the back of every plane seat. United, right? It's like it's the in-flight magazine.
United in-flight magazine, right? Everyone's gonna want to come to your hotel, right? And so yes, they're gonna do that, and then the big photo shoot is the thing, and then yes, you do. There's the snooty competitor hotel. That's run by her ex-boyfriend.
Ooh,
who's
yes.
A,
ooh.
Yes.
Thank you, Will.
All right.
That's the fucking spice All right. I need.
What's
That's
it?
The pumpkin spice oh, and in this latte.
And here's what you should do that. She's actually been having a tough time because people haven't been liking her Christmas decorations as much. His point would be like, she's superficial. She just decorates up Christmas, but she doesn't understand the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes,
what he loved about his wife was the spirit of Christmas. She was everything. She was giving and loving.
Oh, that's classic,
because
at first you're
stuff.
Like, he hates Christmas. But it's like, no, he loves Christmas more than anyone.
Yeah.
The most cynical people are just frustrated idealists,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
So he hates what's become of Christmas, right?
Yes.
And so then he teaches her a little thing or two
yes,
about
there's
Christmas.
There's no Christmas without his wife.
Yes,
and then,
yes, yes,
and
yes,
then,
yes, yes.
I don't think this needs to be a romance. I think she can go back. Like, it can just be he heals.
A Hallmark movie.
Matt.
All right. Okay.
What
all
the
right.
fuck, Matt? Don't come in here with that kind of energy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is so stupid. But
these
like,
two are not fucking.
His kids come downstairs and surprise. There's actually a Christmas tree and presents. And they're like, oh, my God, Dad, it's Christmas. He's like, sorry, I haven't got any presents. Oh, he's like, I hope this makes up for all the years I haven't got any presents. There's a ton of Christmas presents all under the tree. And they're like, Dad, we didn't get you anything. It's okay. You guys didn't know. He's like, surprise. Actually, we did get you a present. They open the door and it's the girl.
Yeah. Cause she was kind of like, they picked her up from the airport.
Yeah, she was
going to
leave.
Because yes. she didn't know how he really felt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can unwrap this present. He's like, my kids are still here.
Okay,
and she's like, I know.
All right, gentlemen. Let's keep it Hallmark. All right.
Keep it Hallmark.
What's the name of the movie? Checking In for Christmas.
Checking In for Christmas.
Christmas Hotel.
Check out Christmas.
Holly Hotel. Holly Jolly Hotel.
Holly Jolly Hotel.
Holly Jolly Hotel.
Holly Jolly Hotel.
Guarantee that's not a movie. Holly Jolly Hotel.
Okay.
Shockingly, it's not.
All right. Okay, give me...
We're clear!
hit me
with the log line!
Okay, give me your names.
Yeah. Let's give Charlotte.
Charlotte.
And Mateo.
And Mateo, yes!
See? Hit me with the log line, Will!
To save his small-town hotel from a corporate buyout, Mateo, a single dad who's lost his holiday spirit, teams up with Charlotte, Instagram's flashiest Christmas decorator, to win a Christmas hotel decoration competition and find love along the way.
Very good. All right. Moving on. 37 minutes in.
Okay, go.
Let's work off Christmas Down Under.
Christmas Down Under.
Christmas Down Under.
Christmas Down Under, mate.
Is there Christmas in Australia? Maybe there's no Christmas in Australia. Is that
right? I think they have Christmas.
No, there
Christmas.
Is. And more importantly, Christmas the reason why we're doing this one,
under.
Because probably Australia probably just gives Hallmark a big old tax credit on this one. So there's a bunch
of
them.
All right. Okay. I'm thinking Sydney Opera House. Nice. Here we go. She's a prima ballerina or a soprano in the opera. And she's being flown in. It's 6 days, 7 nights in the outback for Christmas. You do her charter plane to get to the concert, goes down over the outback. And who's that's going to help her get to the Christmas opera concert on time?
Of Nutcracker.
Of the Nutcracker Suite, the ballet dancer for the Nutcracker. Yeah. And then you do, he's a charming outback steakhouse
economite.
And he's going to help get over to the,
And we'll sidestep
Perfect.
All
that
of
one's
these.
Done. We just
it's
1080
done.
No,
no
scope
you nailed
that
it.
One.
It's
yeah,
done. It's easy. It's Crocodile Dundee. I mean, yeah, it's
Crocodile
gonna be
Dundee and a ballerina trip across
it's a
the outback.
Old fashioned, but yeah, you're gonna get the fun of like, oh, she's in high heels and there was a snake. Oh,
no,
that's all
right.
Small
you know what?
Snake.
No. We'll gender flip it. You do. He's the prima ballerina for the Nutcracker,
okay.
right? And then she's the ranch hand in the outback.
Okay, he's in ballet shoes, and she's like, and he's like, oh,
boots
no,
and ballet shoes.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no, it's a big snake. She's like, that's not a big snake.
This is a snake, mate.
This is a snake, mate. And he's like, here's a snake.
Come on.
You know what that joke was about?
All right, let's move on.
Christmas
all
Down
right,
Under.
Okay,
nailed
all right,
it.
All right. That was two names.
Adelaide.
And
Dundee.
And Oliver.
Okay, all right. So Christmas Down Under.
Ooh.
When Oliver, a workaholic ballerina on his way to the Sydney Opera House for a Christmas Nutcracker Spectacular, gets lost in the Australian desert on his way to the show, Adelaide, a free-spirited ranch hand, offers to guide him through the outback in time for Christmas.
Very good. All right. Next one. All right,
next.
So one thing I noticed about these Hallmark movies, some of them have sequels. So why don't we pick one and do a sequel?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
One of the
ones very good, very good, very good. Holly Jolly Hotel 2. Holly Jolly Hotel for Dogs.
Oh, I thought you meant like one that they've already done.
No, 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 no.
No, let's do one, a sequel to one of ours. Let's do one of this, a sequel to one of the ones we came up with.
Okay. Man, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Down Under 2.
Christmas Valentine 2. That feels like that one's kind of run its course. Reindeer Road Trip 2 seems like it could be fun.
No, it's definitely...
Reindeer's Babies.
It is Christmas Down Under because they get together. In the sequel, it'd be they live in New York City and it's like, you haven't met my parents yet. And they got to go back to the Down Under during Christmas to meet the Australian parents. And there's crocodiles and they're like on Christmas. It's just crocodiles.
I feel like if you're going to do the Crocodile Dundee, I guess.
Yeah, you got to do the Crocodile Dundee arc, which was like Crocodile Dundee comes to New York in number 2, I believe.
No, he goes to New York in number 1. She goes to Australian
Outback
in number 2.
There's some flipping. There's a flippy dip of locations.
I was just going to say you could do Reindeer Road Trip 2 and they got to deliver baby reindeers.
Ooh, baby reindeers.
Baby reindeers dropped out of the sky.
I don't know. Or like the reindeer's pregnant and they got to get to this reindeer doctor. I don't know.
What else we got? Anything?
Christmas Down Under 2, Lost in New York.
So you would do, he's got to bring her to his flippy dippy parents who are, you know, socialites in New York City. And she is, again, she's an outback girl. So it's like, that's that sort of fun. Like,
And there's a real crisis moment. She's like, this is not my world. And he sacrifices it. He's like, I don't need to live in New York with these.
Well, at the end, yes. But at first, it's like, you know, he's like, okay with her, but then he's feeling uncomfortable. Then he's trying to, like, you know, tell her how to act to, like,
make his
parents happy. And you get that sort of thing. And then it's a Christmas miracle. It's. Will's like, but it's like, what do you want? Hallmark movie. People go see it.
It doesn't have that hook. It's just like, a girl goes to New York and doesn't belong
there. The hook is that it's a sequel.
Yeah, the hook is that you love the first one so much.
Okay, all right. So in the sequel, Adelaide, the free-spirited ranch hand, goes to New York. Oh, well, you would do that. It's like she's got to compete with because they haven't sealed the deal yet, right?
Yes.
And then you do like his ex-girlfriend is the
from ballet college. Didn't go to college. That's not how professional ballet dancers work.
Okay, so yes, you have. All right, so Adelaide comes to New York to go see one of his show, right?
Yeah. He's doing,
and she goes to surprise him, you know, because he doesn't know that she's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets amnesia. or maybe he doesn't know that she's here. Okay, all right. I like her going to New York.
The bringing to meet the parents is classic.
Entire movies are made from that. All right,
idea.
So then he's got funny ballet parents.
Yes.
And then you would
They want him to, and they are trying to get him back together with his socialite girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, you two should be together. Like, and again, you would do what you didn't know in the first movie is that they had just broken up. Like, literally right before the flight when he went to Australia.
So it's still close and wounded. Yes.
And it was a big mistake. And it's like, no, look, we know you don't really like this Australian girl. She's just a rebound. We understand
it. Okay, so what is Adelaide going to do about it?
She's going to bring a crocodile to the party.
Does she save the ballet? They need someone to build the sets for the ballet.
No.
Because they break down? What?
There was an accident. And all the animals from the zoo get loose, and she uses her outback skills to wrangle.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Central Park Zoo goes wild, and she's like, "I know how to handle this."
Oh, you know what?
Yes, and then you do she and him and the snooty ex-girlfriend all have to team up to round up all the animals in time for the big show.
Yes, that's fun.
Because you do like that.
Because they're doing it in Central Park.
The ballet troupe is on hard times. And if this Christmas animal ballet show doesn't go off without a hitch, they're not going to be able to make it. All right, Christmas Down Under 2, it's a zoo, the New York Zoo. Lost in New York. Christmas Down Under 2, Central Park Zoo, Lost in New York.
Where his like, shitty girlfriend, you totally make her just like a shitty person. And they're like, oh, I'll take us all out to dinner. And then like they show up and where do they take him? It's like, the Outback Steakhouse, really? And she's like, I thought you would like it.
No, but then you realize that like she's got her own problems too.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
she ends up being
Outback Steakhouse is like, we will pay for the entire budget of this movie. The first one was funded from Australian tax credits. credits. This one's funded by a generous grant at Outback Steakhouse.
And then at the end, they're like, they get to, she's like, you two should be together. You two are truly a great couple. And then she's like, you know what? They become really good friends. She's like, Allie, you're so cool. Hey, quick question. Do you have a brother? And she's like, do I? And then you get one cameo. Chris Hemsworth shows up.
Yes.
So good.
She's like, Mamma Mia, I would like some of that Australian. And then, two couples.
Oh, we need a name for Oliver's girlfriend.
Oh, Oliver's girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend.
You mean Becca?
Christmas Down Under 2, Central Park Zoo, lost in New York. Adelaide and Oliver are back, and this time it's a Big Apple Christmas bonanza. While meeting Oliver's parents in New York City, Adelaide crosses paths with Becca, Oliver's big city ex-girlfriend, and his dancing partner in the dance troupe Central Park production of The Nutcracker. But when all the animals escape from the Central Park Zoo, Adelaide, Oliver, and Becca will have to put their drama on hold and use a little Outback know-how to round up the Christmas critters in time for the big show.
All right, and just to be clear, sorry, Australians, we know that you being in the Outback doesn't mean you just suddenly have animal handling. Link skills is not how that
That's
works.
Exactly what
obviously
it means.
We get it. All right, what do you got, Matt? You got a title for me?
Oh, no, it's not a great title. I was just thinking like a Christmas lesson, like with a teacher, like a teacher story.
A teacher
a plus
story.
B equals Christmas.
A plus B equals Christmas. That's
my
very
God,
good.
That's a title
so
a
math
for the
teacher
ages.
Equals Christmas.
The
okay.
math teacher.
Oh no, that one's been done.
A plus B equals Christmas?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Oh, he's got to teach, the math teacher's got to tutor the kid of a celebrity.
Ooh.
Who, you know, like a, and she's like a pop star. Or like, you know, like, and this would, you know.
Country music star.
Okay, so she's a country music star with a troubled teenage daughter. Yeah. He's, or son, maybe. He's a hunky math teacher. And he is gonna, you know, the real problem is Christmas.
It's starting to blur. It's all this is it. 46 minutes in, it just starts to blur.
Oh man.
He's tutoring the kid of a country singer.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So it's like Parasite in that this teacher goes to a house of a rich person.
Yes.
But okay. Then you would do the teeter.
They don't have time for Christmas.
They're having Christmas on tour again. Maybe he goes on tour. Maybe you do. He becomes the teacher. Oh, yes.
The tour bus teacher.
He's the tour bus teacher for the bratty kid of the country music star. She's doing her Christmas tour, right? He's going to flunk out of algebra. And so he's got to tutor this kid. And, you know,
rich people problems, am I right?
She's got, you know, like life on the road's really hard. And, you know, the bus breaks down in Christmasville.
Oh, and she's supposed to debut
a new Christmas single.
I was going to say, she's supposed to debut a new Christmas single.
Yes, she had trouble writing it.
Yes, she's having trouble writing it.
And then A plus B plus C equals Christmas is the name of the song.
Yes. It's a great name of a song. But yes, absolutely.
Just rolls off the tongue. I can see it at the
a
top of the
B
billboard right
Christmas.
Now.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is? And the way it ends is that instead of debuting at like, you know, a packed stadium full of fans, they debut in like a little small town Americana, like in the town hall.
Oh, goes back to her roots.
Goes back to the roots. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like at the Bluebird.
And then, and of course, she still gets all the money and
in the
fame
world.
Because someone like records it on their phone and it gets a billion views on Instagram. So she gets all the ad revenue from that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
So she's still plays it in a small town, right?
Yes.
But she still gets all the benefit of being a worldwide megastar.
And then he's like, are we married now? Because they just had sex. So that means they must get married. And then she's like, no, I'm a celebrity. And this Chris Hemsworth comes back for another cameo.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm marrying Chris
so,
Hemsworth.
So, all right. And then the kid's trying to play matchmaker.
Yes, the kid's trying to play
both
matchmaker.
Both of them love country music.
Yes.
You know? And there's no one around her, a country music superstar.
Because
who loves-
the teacher's dead wife was also loved country music.
Nah, I don't think he
he's never been able to listen to country music since.
He doesn't have a dead wife because he's a math teacher who's better with numbers than with people.
With women.
Yes, okay.
With women.
So then you would do that, yes. And I like that the precocious two kids are trying to set the two of them up.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And
while on tour. Somehow. Okay.
And he's too tongue-tied and nervous and awkward, and she's too...
Oh, he writes like a song. Like, it says way he does it. And it's like an okay song.
Oh, the kids help him write a song?
Yeah.
What she's having trouble with is her people are stealing from her. And then he's a good accountant. So
oh, he runs
like,
her
oh,
books.
He runs the books.
Oh, and there's the mean manager that she's having an affair with that has been, you know,
yes.
draining her accounts.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, hey, since you're here helping the kid, we're paying you a lot. You could do some extra work for her or whatever.
Yeah, and that's why she's been having to work so hard. She's like, well, I don't know where all the money goes.
Yes. That's, okay. That's that little extra bit of intrigue, because you want that villain, like, right before the kiss, that, you know, you, like, tip him and he falls into, like, the swimming pool and everybody laughs, like, ha, 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 that guy fucking sucked.
They do the thing where they're at, like, a hotel and he gets thrown in the swimming pool, yeah. But then, like, the crazy drummer's like, oh, I might, let's throw the TV in, and he throws a bunch of TVs in and electrocutes the guy.
I was going to say, it's not that he gets thrown into the pool, he gets kicked in the nuts by a reindeer. Ooh. And falls into the pool, and then someone says, right in the jingle bells. And then all right. So what is the conflict, though? Okay, so he's on tour. The kids are trying to set him up. What is, like, the dynamic between the two of them?
Her conflict is she's trying to write this song. She can't get this song, and this tour's going poorly because all of her Christmas music's old. She hasn't written a good Christmas song in a long time.
Yeah.
And he's going to play it. And
is he, like, a piano player? Does her goal intersect with him, though? That's what I'm saying.
His,
like,
goal intersects with...
God, now we're analyzing it.
Yeah, she wants to... Because his goal is to have sex with her.
Is he falling in love with her?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think he falls in love with her.
So he falls in love with her, and he's too much.
He tutors the kid in math. He tutors him in love. He's like, I'll teach you how to date my mom. And then, like, the kid tries. No, this is why the kid.
Yeah, yeah. It's two precocious kids. It's the twins.
Yeah, yeah, the kids, like, they're like, he sets up a dinner to have a date with his mom. And then, like, the mom doesn't even understand it's supposed to be a date because it's so cheesy. She's like, is this microwave food? Whatever.
For show. Okay, yes. And then.
Because it's like Sleepless in Seattle. The kids want their mom to be happy.
Yes.
She's a single mom, which is great because that's what, like, all of her early music was about. It came from the soul. It was like she was, like, all of her Christmas music was about, mm-hmm. like, raising kids on Christmas and stuff like that. Now she's cynical and money-driven and shallow, and she's lost the meaning of Christmas.
Is heteronormative love.
Heteronormative love. The song would not be about the song. Okay. A plus B equals Christmas. All right.
Is that enough of a movie?
Yes.
All right. I'll try to make it work in the log line. Let me do it.
Yeah.
Well, we need some cool names.
Give me some names.
Really? What about a cool guy named, like, Lucas?
Lucas.
Lucas is good.
Total hot guy name.
And, of course, a total country music star. Daisy.
Tanya Truck. Huh?
Daisy Trucks.
Daisy Trucks.
Daisy Trucks. Okay. All right.
Is Daisy Trucks a name? Daisy Trucks. Hey, listen, country music stars, if you're looking for a nom de plume, we got one for you right here.
A plus B equals Christmas. God. Lucas is an adorkable math teacher who's better with numbers than people. Daisy Trucks is a country music superstar who's never been able to write a new song since the loss of her husband. When Lucas is hired to tutor her kids on her country Christmas music tour, he falls head over heels. And with a little Christmas magic, this tongue-tied teacher just might solve the equation to Daisy Trucks' heart.
Boom.
You know what's funny about that one is that when you look at the title, nowhere in that title would you be like, oh yeah, this is actually a road tour music movie. You know what I mean?
Plus B equals country music Christmas. Okay. All right.
Last one. Here we go.
How much time we have left?
We have 7 minutes left.
All right.
We have 7 minutes left. How about the movie's called 7 Minutes of Christmas?
7 minutes in
till
Christmas. 7 minutes till Christmas?
7 minutes till Christmas.
All right. This one has to be the craziest one.
7 minutes till Christmas.
Okay. It's about the doomsday clock.
Now, what would
Kringle, a time-traveling warrior from the year Christmas AD, travels back in time to stop Christmas Carmageddon.
It's about a news reporter. Okay. That feels like something that they would say, like 5 minutes till air sort of thing. Like
7 minutes till Christmas.
Til Christmas. Yeah.
Or it could be like a talk show or a live show, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's
style.
What I mean. Like, yes, like they, or like, you know, like.
Or like, Kimmel or something.
Yes, or they do, like, yes, if it's a live show in Times Square or something.
Yeah,
it's like 7 minutes.
It's their last one. It's mm-hmm. the last one they're ever going to do. And their family's being held hostage by terrorists who are Christmas terrorists.
It's the people who do, you know, they always have they do this on Frasier. That's how I know I'll get well into it. The moment I say Frasier, he's like, I'm listening. You get the two people who, like, talk about the parade, that do the host of the parade. Maybe they have like a little fling going on or something, and it's like they're gonna break up before, I don't know, it's like it could be a love story, how about those two cats get together?
But it feels like this is a movie that's like what does 7 minutes till Christmas mean? Like, to me, it's like a kid counting down. It feels like a kid thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe it's about two kids that stay up all night to prove that Santa Claus is real. You know, and there's 7
minutes
till Christmas.
And they get, like, transported to, like, a magical world.
Yeah.
So they're stuck in, like, yes, they, like, they go through,
this
like,
seems to be departing from the really hunky romance.
Do these
genre.
Kids fuck? Because if this isn't a Hallmark movie,
all right, two consenting adults, 7 minutes
heterosexual adults. Okay.
7 minutes till Christmas. Okay, 7 minutes till Christmas. All right, maybe he's trying to get home in time for Christmas. It's like, ooh, if you're, do you know what I mean? Like, that's a countdown.
Like a, it's like a low, like a Run Lola Run style type
well,
of movie.
Run Lola Run, but she's going back and forth. She's trying to get home in 7 minutes for Christmas.
Groundhog Day.
And Santa Claus is like, I'll grant you a Christmas miracle. I'll give you this 7 minutes again.
I'll give you 90 minutes worth of 7 minutes to get to
well, try. Yeah. So she has a magic, she has Christmas magic. She can rewind the last 7 minutes, right? Okay. And so then, like, she's got to get home by Christmas, yes. Right? And it's like, what's she going to do in this 7 minutes over and over and over again to get home and have the perfect Christmas? And then at the end, she realizes, you know, the perfect Christmas is really just being home with your family. It doesn't mean you need to get all this stuff in 7 minutes done. Run Lola Run meets Christmas. Let's go with that.
Okay, what was she trying to do in the 7 minutes?
So let's say she's on her way home.
Yes.
Whoa. What if she's on her way home and she hits like an icy patch on the road because she's flooring it trying to get home for Christmas, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then she dies? And then an angel's like, I'll give you these last 7 minutes, but you have to get home in time for Christmas or you will die. That's pretty heavy.
That's some heavy shit.
She's like drinking and driving. Like, I don't like Christmas. How much time till Christmas? 7 minutes, whatever. And she spins out and dies in the Christmas period.
All right.
Like,
you have, you know, 7 minutes died? Till Christmas, right? Oh, wait. What about, wait, I got it. Okay.
Three minutes. Go.
Okay. It's a guy who he has 7 minutes to be a good person before Christmas, right?
Oh,
the kid,
the naughty list.
The kid has got set. The dad's like, you guys, Christmas isn't 7 minutes, kid. And the kid wants to do all these good deeds to balance out his ledger with Santa Claus, right? Okay. And so he's only got 7 minutes to do it, and the movie's 7 minutes long.
It could be a day. It could be a day, and the kid's trying to figure stuff out, and somehow the good deed is getting his dad laid.
And then, yes.
Yes, I was going to say, like, it's more like it's 7 minutes till Christmas or till seven, because it's like, has to happen at midnight. It'd be like that kid is running around to do something and then he bumps into, like, the new neighbor. And, like, the 7 minutes of Christmas is, like, what sparks the whoever into, like, a romance or
something. 7 minutes till Christmas, 7 minutes till Christmas. It's like Liar Liar. It's Jim Carrey. He's shits on Christmas all the time. And then he's got 7 minutes to balance out the bad shit in his life and to say, he's got 7 minutes to save Christmas or he's going to lose the big corporate account, right? It's the big Christmas party, right? It's all going to go off in 7 minutes and there's a disaster. He's like, oh no. And he's hated Christmas his whole life. And then a Santa elf magic person is like, I'll help you do this all in 7 minutes. They stop time, right? Time is moving in the space of 90 minutes. They're going to have an hour together to go on this whole big crazy adventure in this slowed down, crazy, magical Christmas world to save his office party. And he's going to realize that he should be home with his kids on Christmas Eve instead of being this dumb office party. And he learns the real message of Christmas, and he saves Christmas
by not showing up to this office party where he was going to do this big speech with all the shareholders,
the investors,
or whatever. But it's not worth it to him because he's not home. And they're like, "Where did he go?" And it cuts to him in front of the fire with his kids.
Yes, that's the movie.
All right,
boom.
7 minutes of Christmas and a scant 1 minute remaining. Woo! What are we going to do with this 60 seconds, guys?
Okay.
Will, we have 60 seconds. Please hit me with that log line before it's too late.
Give me a name, Freddie. Give me a name.
Ooh, what do you need? What kind? What
I need
name?
For the guy, for the workaholic guy.
Chad.
Noah.
We already did Noah.
Shit.
Chad.
They all blend together, don't
they?
We're
not doing Chad.
Paul.
What? How about for those poor Chads who are stuck
with
that
Chad.
Name?
Chad. All right, Chad. Chad. Okay, Chad. Good guy, Chad.
Go.
Okay, all right. 7 minutes till Christmas. Junior tech exec Chad has 7 minutes to save a disastrous office Christmas party and his job. With the help of Cynthia, a plucky scientist with a machine that can slow down time, he goes on a wild adventure across the big city to pull off the perfect Christmas party and discovers along the way that the best holidays are about slowing down and enjoying time with the people you love.
Oh
my God. I want to die.
How many
do we do?
All right, drum roll, please. Did we save Christmas?
Fucking
we did.
A.
One, two... we did 9 movies, guys.
We're 31 short.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh,
oh
Christmas
God.
Is ruined.
Hallmark did 40 movies. We can only get 9 done.
Well,
sorry.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of movies.
What's the
God.
Average of that?
That's like one every, like, 7 minutes.
Yeah, man. That's 7 minutes at Christmas.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right. Boy. All right. We're going to just wash this Christmas goo off of us, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Hey, if you like your podcast to be focused and well-researched and your podcast host to be uncharismatic, unhorny strangers who have no interest in horses, then this is not the podcast for you.
Yeah, and what's your deal? I'm Emily.
I'm Lisa.
Our show's called Baby Geniuses.
And its hosts are horny adult idiots. We discover weird Wikipedia pages every episode.
We discuss institutional misogyny.
We ask each other the dumbest questions, and our listeners won't stop sending us pictures of their butts.
We haven't asked them to stop, but they also aren't stopping.
Join us on Baby Geniuses.
Every other week on MaximumFun.org.
I'm kind of good with Christmas, by the way.
Yeah, I am full on Christmas. We just realized we did this 2 weeks before Christmas instead of doing it on Christmas when it would have been way more appropriate.
But Hallmark starts their Christmas movies in October.
That's true. So. Fair enough. This is truly in the Hallmark
That's
spirit.
True. Oh, boy. Okay. Will, fan art?
We got some really good fan art, guys.
Yay.
The miracle of fan art continues. Thanks very much to Ethan Everett on Twitter. They made a really wonderful sculpture of Executor. And from the Pokemon movie. I mean, it's really more Pokemon fan art than Story Break fan art, but fan art inspired them to make it. So,
to be fair, nobody would do fan art of Execute until our movie, because nobody liked Execute beforehand.
Fair enough. Yes. And Ethan revealed a shocking detail, which is that the egg that's broken does have a face. It's just facing away from the rest of the eggs. It's the egg that's watching their back, dog.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Mind blowing.
That feels like we failed a stupid riddle. Like, yeah. Where's the face? It can't be anywhere. That doesn't make sense.
Thanks also very much to Nell Peek on Twitter, who gave us a really, really, really adorable drawing of the two shoes from Pixar's Shoes. Special thanks to everyone else for not doing fan art of Pixar's butts and toilets, because I didn't see that. But thank you very much, Nell. It's adorable. The shoes look super, super cute. So go to one of our Twitter to check that out. Finally, thanks as well to everyone who's alerted us that the original artwork for Zyborn Clock featuring Johnny Five Aces is for sale on Twitter. Tell everyone you know not to bid on it.
Do not bid on that
Freddie
shit.
Freddie Wong is
I
going to buy the
so
Zyborn
bad.
Clock fan art.
God,
the
I want
Zyborn
that
Clock art.
So
what is
bad.
It at right now? Is it up? Because it's $300 when we checked earlier today. Freddie, what's it at? How much are you
the
spending right now?
The original Zyborn Clock. Oh my God, it's $660 right now. 47
This
bids.
Is a spicy one. This one's going up, up, up.
Fuck.
This is internet history.
I'm fascinated to see how much Freddie would spend on this.
I
guess we'll
find
out.
Buy this, though. Oh my God. Okay, anyway. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you to MaximumFun.org for having us on their very jolly podcast network. Head over to MaximumFun.org to check out this, as well as a bunch of other great podcasts. Casts, the best podcasts, Max Fun podcasts. We are RJ Storybreak on Twitter, bit.ly/StorybreakFB on Facebook. That's gonna do it for us this week. Woof, December, huh? Talking about movies and
Mama
Christmas.
Mia.
Mama Mia, indeed. My name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos.
Mm. I am Matt Arnold and Mary
Berry.
Coffee.
Got a message for you.
Hi, it's me, April Wolf, the host of Switchblade Sisters and co-writer of the new horror film, Black Christmas.
And I'm Katie Walsh, film critic and occasional host of Switchblade Sisters.
We're here to announce that for one episode, we will be doing something a little different. Much like Jeff Goldblum and David Cronenberg's The Fly, I will be going through a truly disturbing transformation.
April will transform from the interviewer into the interviewee. I will be asking her all about her new film, Black Christmas, her writing process, and ongoing existential dread.
But I will also be discussing John Carpenter's perfect masterpiece, Prince of Darkness.
You guys seen any movies you like?
So tune in to Switchblade Sisters for a one-of-a-kind episode with April Wolf and me, Katie Walsh.
See you then.
Only the corrupt I listen to now.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.